Shalom again, everybody. I'm Bill Cloud, and welcome once again to our latest installment of Hebrew Treasures. In this session, we're going to talk about the Hebrew word teshuvah, or repentance. A lot of people have often considered repentance to be basically apologizing to God for our past actions. In other words, just saying, you know, I'm sorry, God, and then moving on. Acknowledging our sin, and if you want to put it that way, apologizing to God is certainly part of repentance, but it's not all of what teshuvah is concerned with. We must return to God and to the right path, that is, His path, His ways. And there's only one way that leads to life, and that one way has been ordained and has been defined by God. So teshuvah, or repentance, is much more than saying, I'm sorry. Teshuvah is a decision to turn back, to return to God, and to return to God's ways, that is, His instructions and His commandments. Teshuvah is also a word that is often defined or interpreted as being a response or an answer to a call. Let me give you an example of what we're talking about. Yeshua had this to say to the congregation of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. I counsel you to buy for me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent, or return. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. And thus what we see is Messiah calls to the congregation of Laodicea, and he bids them to repent, that is, to return to him. And he's standing at the door waiting for their response. On another occasion, Yeshua addressed basically the same point, that is, calling whosoever will to return to him and to come into the kingdom in a parable. And it's the parable of the wedding feast. And those who had been invited by the king to come to this wedding feast, that is his son's wedding, they didn't respond. And as a consequence, we see that this happened. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding." So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. For many are called, but few are chosen. And so the point here is, again, that he sounds the call to all and as many who will answer that call to come. So many are called, but few choose to respond. Few choose to answer that call, that is, to repent and to return. Because that's the message of the Messiah. That's what he first declared when he began his ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the Hebrew word that would have been used there, repent, would be shuv, and that's spelled shin vav bet. Shuv, by the way, is the root word for teshuva. And the root word means essentially the same thing, to return, to turn back, that is to reverse your course, to go back or to turn back into the direction from which you have strayed. Here's another example of this word shuv, found in Hosea chapter 6. Come and let us return, that is shuv, to the Lord, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. And so again, in this particular passage, we see the idea of repentance, that it is returning to God. It's returning to his ways. It's abandoning our old ways and embracing his. When Yeshua called upon the people of that generation 2,000 years ago to repent, he was in effect prompting them to do exactly what is described in Hosea chapter 6. He wasn't declaring this message to the pagans and to the Gentiles, but to Israel, those who knew of the way, but who had, at some point in the past, strayed from it, had turned away from it. In fact, to turn away from the truth is the word shuv as well. And so there is this negative connotation that we could apply to the word shuv. And that is why it is sometimes used to translate to being rebellious or to be in apostasy, to turn away from the truth. But it still means to turn, unfortunately, in this particular case, in the wrong way. But bringing it back to what we're focusing on today, Yeshua was compelling the people then to turn back to God, to turn away from their rebellion and from their apostasy, to return to the right path, the one and only path that leads to life. And I might add here that this was the exact same message that John the Baptist gave, but we'll have more to say about that in just a moment. Repent, or shuv, is the word that Peter would have used when he was compelling the people in Acts chapter 3. He said, repent, and basically, so that you can be restored. Now, here's something interesting we need to point out. In Acts chapter 3, and we see this as well in Hosea chapter 6, if there's going to be restoration, there must first be teshuvah. There must first be that repentance, turning back to God. We have to turn our heart to God and return to God's ways before we can completely return to God as it was in the beginning. Once again, if there's going to be restoration, there has to be repentance. And so that concept brings us to this point. Restoration is synonymous with, as Hosea put it, that we may live in your sight. Let me kind of reemphasize that. If we're going to be able to live in that relationship with God that man enjoyed in the beginning, then we're going to have to turn back to Him. Now, here's how David phrased this concept. Psalm 23, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So here's what I'm getting at. We want to live with Him. We want to dwell with Him in that restorative relationship completely and whole like it was in the beginning. So repentance is what puts us on the path to living with Him. So now when David says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that root word for dwell is yeshav. And yeshav is spelled yud shin bet. Again, that means to sit or to dwell. And yeshav is actually a variant of our word that we're dealing with, or it's a family word of the root shuv. So yeshav, to sit or to dwell, is tied and linked to shuv, returning or turning away from our sin and returning to God. Because again, the point is, if we want to yeshav, if we want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, then we have to shuv. There's another verse in Leviticus chapter 23 where this term yeshav is used. And it's used where God is commanding Israel to dwell in Sukkot, or to dwell in booths for 7 days. And He says, the actual phrase is, and you shall dwell. Now, that phrase, you shall dwell, is translated from the Hebrew word teshvu. Teshvu, you shall dwell. It's spelled tav shin bet vav, teshvu. Now, here's why I'm bringing this out. Again, keeping in mind that this is translated, and you shall dwell, you shall live, if you will. If we were to rearrange those letters just a bit, that is, teshvu, it would form this word, toshav, spelled tav, vav, shin, bet. And that word toshav, when we see that, something very interesting develops. First of all, toshav, you should know, is derived from the root word yeshav, to dwell or to sit. Thus, it has something to do with dwelling, and in our context, dwelling with God. Specifically, this word toshav means a settler or an inhabitant, one who dwells, one who sits somewhere. However, toshav is referring to a settler or an inhabitant who is foreign, or someone who is sojourning among you. In fact, Strong's defines the word toshav as meaning resident alien. Now, here's why that's of interest to you and to me. We find the, well, we find this interesting because of what 1 Kings has to say, chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, and that Hebrew word Tishbite is ha-tishbi, ha being the definite article, or the, Tishbi would be translated Tishbite. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants, and that phrase is metoshave, or of the inhabitants of Gilead. Now, here's what's interesting about that. If you look at those two words without the prefixes, that is the word Tishbi, that which Elijah is, and the word Toshave, which would be translated inhabitants, you see that these two words are spelled identically. Now, it's fascinating because Toshave is translated inhabitants, and it comes from this word Toshav, which you recall means resident aliens or foreigners. So, that then suggests that Elijah the Tishbite was someone that was considered to be a resident alien, a foreigner, a sojourner who had determined to sojourn or to dwell in the house of the Lord or with the people of Israel. And so, we might say that Elijah the Tishbite was a Tishbite because he was grafted in. He was dwelling with the people of Israel. He had joined himself to the people of Israel because he had, even though he wasn't born ethnically Israeli, returned to God and to God's ways. Now that's very important, at least as far as I'm concerned, because according to the words of Yeshua, Elijah is the one who will come and will restore all things. And remember, if there's going to be restoration, there has to first be the returning. If we are going to yashav, that is to dwell in the house of the Lord, we must shuv. And so Elijah is the Tishbi because he is of the toshav, he is of the resident aliens who have joined themselves to the people of Israel. Furthermore, the Bible tells us that Elijah will come and do this, and he will turn, and that Hebrew root word is shuv. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Once again, I need to reemphasize, there is no restoration unless there is first repentance. And so that's Elijah's message, that those who wish to dwell in the house of the Lord forever have to first return to Him and to return to His ways. And that concept applies to the natural branches. John the Baptist, who was of the tribe of Levi, of course, he was a son of Aaron. He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah, and he was preaching to his people, not the pagans, not the Gentiles, but to his people. And he was saying, repent or shuv, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The same message applies to those who were born among the nations, who were born, not born ethnically Israel. But if you're going to be grafted in, if you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, well, you have to first shuv. You have to turn from your ways and return to God's ways. If we are to dwell with Him, we must return to Him. And so, I'll leave you with this thought. If these are the days of Elijah, then these are days of teshuvah. And with that, I want to wish you blessings. Shalom.
Like what you're hearing? Become a Bill Cloud Premium Partner to watch or listen to hundreds of hours of teachings and resources on demand. Go to BillCloud.com/subscribe to start watching today.